This webcast is a service of SDPB. More information at sd.net.
Okay, we'll call Health and Human Services meeting to order. I want to welcome everybody in the room and those on listening online. And I'd like to remind everybody, make sure your cell phones are silenced or turned off. And then we will go ahead and get started right away and ask the secretary to call the roll.
Senator Grove. Perry?
Here.
Smith?
Here.
Voight?
Here.
Davis?
Here.
James Jensen?
Here.
Mr. Chair, we have a quorum.
Okay, thank you. I assume everybody's had a chance to read the minutes from the previous meeting. Could I get a motion to approve?
So moved.
Senator Davis moves to approve, seconded by Representative Perry. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Okay, minutes are approved. Once again, most of you that have testified here in the past know if you come up to testify, please identify yourself. And if you're testifying on your own behalf or for an organization, and I know we have plenty of people that do that. Our pages are at the governor's breakfast this morning, so if you have any handouts to give out, we can make that work out for you one way or another. Normally at this point I'd have the pages introduce themselves, but we have some 4-H members that are shadowing today. So if I could have you come up to the microphone, if you would push the button on the mic, introduce yourself and what your specialty in 4-H is, and if you have future plans. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Oliver Meckley. I'm from Marshall County. And in 4-H, I largely am focused in the science side of things. I do a lot of computer science projects and presentations, and also I'm really active both civically and with the public speaking components of 4-H. And I plan on majoring in computer science with a double minor in environmental and political science.
It's a great career. That's what I did too, computer science. So, yes, could I have you come up, please?
Hi, my name is Katie Spatz. I'm from Roberts County. In 4-H, I do pretty much everything. I show a pig and a goat, and I show cows most of my life up until last year. My favorite part's probably fashion review, and I don't really know yet what I want to do, but I'm sure whatever I learned in 4-H will be a big help to me in the future.
Okay, I have a question for you. This is for everybody. So what kind of swine do you show?
This year I had a Berkshire pig.
Okay, we usually showed Duroc's.
Anyway. I had that one year too.
Okay, good. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you for shadowing. It's a great experience. And thank you for those that are allowing them to shadow. So anytime we can do that for students, it really is a great experience for everybody. Are there any personal privileges in the committee at this point? Okay, seeing none. I know a lot of you, especially the lobbyists that have been here before in my committee, know that I run the committee a little bit looser than, a little less formal, I'll put it that way. If you are asked a question and you get a follow-up, the committee can ask a follow-up question without having to go through the chair every time. It just speeds things up, makes it a little more informal, and I think we have a better conversation and get a better result. So I think with that, We will start with Senate Bill 35 and modify substances listed on the controlled substance schedule and to declare an emergency. And just so you know, this is an annual bill. Do we have any proponent testimony? Good morning.
Well, good morning. It's nice to see you all. Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. My name is Dr. Tim Southern. I am the director of your state public health laboratory here in Pierce, South Dakota, and I lead the state's forensic chemistry program, which provides toxicology and seized drug testing for the state. That same team of subject matter expert also influences the legislation that we're going to be talking about this morning. So the bill you have before you is the Department of Health annual update to our state's controlled substance schedule. Each year, the Department of Health recommends changes to this schedule so that we remain consistent with federal drug enforcement agency controlled scheduling activities that have occurred over the past year. Before I provide the details about the 2025 controlled substance recommendations, I would like to offer a brief reminder about how controlled substances are scheduled or classified. So we're going to be talking about four principal schedules. Schedule one, substances have a very high potential for abuse, and there are no accepted medical uses of these substances in the United States. Examples of these substances include heroin and LSD. Schedule 2 substances also have a very high potential for abuse. However, Schedule 2 substances do have recognized medical use in the United States under strict medical supervision. These substances, their use may lead to severe psychological or physical dependence, and examples of these substances include the opioids, hydrocodone, and fentanyl. Schedule 3 substances, they're understood to have less potential for abuse compared to those substances listed in Schedules 1 and 2. They also are approved for medical use in the United States, and there is a risk, a low to moderate risk, for dependence among those individuals who use these substances. Examples of Schedule 3 substances include anabolic steroids and ketamine. That won't be the first time we stumble over something today, I promise you. And Schedule 4 substances. These substances have the lowest potential for abuse compared to substances in Schedules 1 through 3. They are approved for medical use in the U.S., and there is a risk of limited dependence. And examples include substances like Ambien and Xanax. So in this year's controlled substance bill, the Department of Health is recommending the addition of two substances as well as an emergency clause. And I consider this to be very serious work that we are doing, but I will say, from listening to Deputy Secretary Valenti and others in the past, there's always a bit of comic relief when we stumble through some of these complex names. So I did practice, so let's get after it. In Section 1 of the Controlled Substances Bill, we are going to include the addition of one synthetic drug with opioid-like activity. That is to the list of Schedule 1 drugs. So if you look at subsection 34, that is on page 3 of the bill, we are recommending the addition of 1-methyl-4-phenylpropanol-piperazinylbutanone, also known as 2-methyl-AP-237, and the street name of this drug is 2-MAP. And I think what's most important to recognize this morning is that 2-MAP is 4 times stronger than morphine, so good reason to add it to our controlled substance legislation. You'll also note that Section 1 includes very minor style and form changes. So we are also recommending in Section 2 of the Controlled Substance Bill the inclusion of one hallucinogenic substance, also referred to as a novel psychoactive substance, to the list of Schedule 1 drugs. Subsection 38 on page 6 adds the cathinone derivative 4-methyl-1-phenyl-2-pyrrolidinylpentanone, also known as alpha PIHP. It is a drug that has somewhat similar effects to methamphetamine. And of course, Section 3 of the Controlled Substances Bill is the emergency clause we add each year that will allow the updates to take effect immediately upon final passage of the bill. So with that, Mr. Chair, I do ask that the committee support Senate Bill 35, and I will stand by for questions.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any other proponent testimony? Good morning, Mr. Krogman.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Dean Krogman, I represent South Dakota State Medical Association, and we do support this legislation. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any other proponent testimony? Any other proponent? Do we have any opponent testimony? Okay, so I waive the need for rebuttal. Do we have any questions from the committee? Didn't think so, because you'd have to pronounce it. okay, with that, we'll close testimony and questioning and open it up to committee action and or discussion. Representative Reed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move due pass on Senate Bill 35.
Okay. Representative Reed moves due pass, seconded by Representative Davis. All those will say in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. I'll ask the Secretary to call the roll on Senate Bill 35.
Senator Grove.
Aye.
Perry?
Aye.
Reed?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Voight?
Aye.
Davis?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair, we have 7 yeas.
Good. Thank you. Senate Bill 35 does pass. Is there any objection to consent? Okay, so we'll certify Senate Bill 35 for consent. Oh. Okay, I'm sorry. You're right. So, yeah, we'll move to the floor. Thank you. 9 months is a long time. You kind of forget the little nuances. So next, we'll move on to Senate Bill 36, repeal the oath requirement for an application for a lodging establishment, campground food service establishment, or mobile food service establishment license. Do we have any proponent testimony? For those listening online, we have handouts being distributed. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Lynn Valenti, Deputy Secretary, South Dakota Department of Health. I stand before you this morning asking for your support of Senate Bill 36, which is an act to repeal the notary requirements for food, lodging, and campground applications. This is really a straightforward bill. It repeals the notary requirement for initial licenses for lodging, campgrounds, and food establishments. This requirement is unnecessary and outdated, and it currently adds the additional requirement for new business owners to obtain a notarization of their application. It really doesn't add a lot of value, and it prevents the Department of Health from putting the initial licensure application online and making that available online for folks. If the law is repealed, the department will put the initial license application online, and that'll make the process much easier and more efficient. With that, Mr. Chair, I would stand by for questions and ask for your support of SB 36.
Thank you. Do we have any other proponent testimony? Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Jasper Deagle, and I'm a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Hotel and Lodging Association. Just here to say a me too, and we think it's a great idea. And thank you for the department for bringing it.
Thank you. Do we have any other proponent testimony?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chairman. Mary Arlington, I'm the executive director and the registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Campground Owners Association, and we are also a Me Too. Thank you.
Okay. Next, good morning, proponent testimony.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Bill Van Camp, a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Retailers Association. We certainly applaud the department here for their effort to streamline this process.
Thank you. Do we have any other proponent testimony? Okay, seeing none, do we have any opponent testimony? Okay, no need for rebuttal. Any questions from the committee?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Reed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For Ms. Valente, please. And I'll go ahead and give the question as you're getting prepared. Originally, or currently in today's law, they're signed under oath. And is the oath that they're signing is items 1 through 8 are correct? Are they just saying that those items, you know, that they're verifying that what they've put in the application is correct? Is that what the oath was about?
Yes, it was.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions from the committee? Okay, so we'll close testimony and questions and open it up to committee action and or discussion.
Mr. Chair.
Okay, Senator Grove. Sometimes it's hard to tell. I know there's, okay.
I make a motion to pass.
Okay. Senator Grove moves to pass on, seconded by Representative Perry. Any discussion on that motion?
Well, anything that helps small business do small business, I think it's good. So this is a good one to pass.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments on the motion? So let's make sure I get the bill right now. So Senate Bill 36, moved by Senator Grove, do pass, seconded by, who was it? I'm sorry, Representative Perry, I'm sorry. Senator Perry, 6 years of that representative thing kind of sticks in your brain a little bit. Again, the motion do pass. I'll ask the secretary to call the roll.
Senator Grove.
Aye.
Perry.
Aye.
Reed.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Voight.
Aye.
Davis.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair, we have 7 yeas.
Okay, thank you. Senate Bill 36 does pass, and we'll move to the floor. Pardon me?
Is this one we could put on consent?
Yeah, I don't know. Is it? You think so? Okay. Any objection to consent on this one? Okay. So all those in favor say aye of consent. Don't really need to do that. We can certify it without the vote. So anyway, thank you. Just to go back to Senate Bill 35, could I get a volunteer to carry this on the floor? Typically, we like our, because this is a no-brainer bill. If we get one of our newer senators to carry this on the floor and get used to the process.
I would love to, but do I have to say the words?
I think we can dispense with the pronunciation. Okay. So okay. We'll assign this one to Senator Grove for the floor. Any other messages or anything of interest for the committee? And we'll have to introduce the pages later because this took all of 12 minutes. Okay.
Does the senator need to carry 36? Who's carrying 36? That's another.
Okay.
That's another chair agency bill.
Can that go on consent? That's the question. So.
Right. Do we need a senator to carry it?
Not if it's on consent.
Okay.
I can just. When we go to caucus, I can just bring that up, so we'll know that. That'll be an easy one. And I can pronounce some of those. I spent 17 years in the pharmaceutical industry. So anyway, with that, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
Senator Perry moves to adjourn, seconded by Senator Reed. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Okay, thank you. We are adjourned.